The area of epidermal growth factor receptor inhibitors, EGFR inhibitors, is an interesting one. We actually have two agents now that basically do the same thing. They're both antibodies designed to target the outside ligand binding portion of the EGFR inhibitor. By binding that outside ligand portion, you block the activity of the EGFR inhibitor, which simulates growth, cell survival, even angiogenesis in the downstream pathways. The difference between the two antibodies that we have right now that we know for certain are that the cetuximab is an IgG1 monoclonal antibody that's chimerized, which means that it's part mouse, part human. The panitumumab is a completely human antibody, but it's IgG2. IgG1 may interact more with the immune system to cause ADCC, so you may have some ADCC or antibody-dependent cytotoxic cell killing from the cetuximab. We don't know that for certain, but that's theoretical. Otherwise, they both target the same area. And when you look at it, they basically seem to appear to have about the same response rate as single agents. Both panitumumab and cetuximab have an 8 to 11% response rate single agent in the third line setting.